All right. Well, this is Trudy Griswold, and this evening is Wednesday, the 17th of July, 2019, and we are here, our group, in the Angel Speak Book Study group and course. And tonight is class two. We're going to be speaking about all kinds of things, but tonight I'm really wanting to focus on how we can begin working with our angelic group more fully, accurately, understanding how many avenues we can utilize or move forward with our spiritual team of angels and teachers and guides and loved ones and wise ones. There are so many in spirit that love, love, love us, each one of us, in our own special way. And they are there, ready, willing, and able to talk with us, help us heal, and help us open our lives. So that's part of what we're going to be discussing tonight. And, you know, we're so blessed. And I know I never realized until I really started working with my spiritual team how my life could improve also, and how much happier I could be. And I felt like I had such a strong purpose. So, you know, I'm hoping that for each one of you that's either with us this evening or will be listening to this recording, that's really part of the major goal of why Barbara and I wrote this book, Angel Speak, because we knew that once you learn how to really form a partnership or a connection with your spiritual group, there's no limits. There's all kinds of love. Okay. Now, does anybody have any questions about tonight? And I know I want to hear how, you know, either your prayers went or anything. Rahel, did you have a chance to do some prayers?
I did. I do. I pray every day. When I forget to pray, I pray. That makes sense. I don't have a set time, but definitely when I wake up, I open my eyes. I start my day that way to distract myself with the worries and the thoughts of how my day's going to go. So I quickly hand it over to God and the angels, and I ask all the angels to assist me in all ways.
Great.
But I've had a difficulty still being very specific in terms of asking and finding out the name of my angel.
Okay.
There is a name, but then I feel like there is more than one angel. So I don't know if my meditation was not deep enough or
yes,
my mind was distracting me, so that's where I am.
Okay. You know, angels tell us they never work singly, all by themselves. They always work in groups, which I found really exciting. And they do come and go. Like, and maybe I mentioned this last week, but for example, your teaching angels are with you at this time because you're learning. And that's where Barbara and I always felt that Gabriel was our archangel with Angel Speak, because he not only was always there helping us form our classes and workshops and giving us guidance and where to put our foot next on the path, but also there's just such willingness on the other side. They want us to succeed in all areas of this study even more than we do, is what they have shared, which I think is amazing because, you know, I really want to get to know these guys and have them be a part of my life. And they say, oh, yes, we have the same desire and wants as you do, and we're here for sure. So that's I guess, the first step is knowing that you're important to your spiritual team, and they'll always be there. Okay. Well, and we're going to talk more about learning how to ask. So that'll be part of our the process here too, Rahel. Because we women, I don't think it doesn't come as natural to us as I think it comes to guys. I think that we were fed that thing about don't be greedy, you know, blah blah, and it's so untrue. The you know, does anyone know about the angelic being called Abraham that is channeled by Esther Hicks? Has anybody ever heard of his?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Abraham. Well, he channeled the book to Esther Hicks called Ask and It Will Be Given. And when I got that book, I just loved it. I loved how he teaches. I love his energy. You know, they say different angels come to the earth plane over time. For example, when I was first awakened in the late 80s, early 90s, I remember there was an angel named Hilarion, and he was so wise and gave so much information to anyone that would write to him and ask him. It's like Abraham. Just because Esther Hicks channels him doesn't mean that everyone on this earth plane can ask Abraham for help or clarity or understanding. But I'm jumping off track here for a second. Abraham wrote this book, Ask and It Will Be Given, and he said in the book very clearly that the universe does not know fully where we would like to go or what our passion is or what it is that we really want to do. And he's saying that we must learn to tell our angels or whomever is with us what it is that we would like to do, like to have, or like to become. Do, have, or become. And boy, that is huge. So we do need to ask. They say humans have free will, which means when you have free will, the angels never know what it is that's truly in our heart and soul. So if we share that and the direction and all, it is incredibly effective. And that's one of the reasons why we need to learn how to ask. So did any of you ever hear that you need to be specific with your angels in the universe?
Yeah.
Okay. Has it worked? Who just said yes?
Rahel.
Uh-huh.
And Julie.
Julie.
And then that, yes.
Okay, good. Tell me, what something did you ask for that worked out for you with the help of the angels?
Is that for Julie or yourself?
Julie. Why don't you mention?
Well, I found over the week that when you brought this up just now, I realized that I'm always talking to my angels, and I don't realize it anymore. You know what I mean? I don't really think about it because I just do.
Yeah.
And so one of the things is while I'm trying to plan the celebration of life for my husband, I went online and ordered a couple things. One was a bookmark, and another was a book for people to sign in when they come. And I guess I was, you know, I'd get a little frustrated because I couldn't, I wasn't getting the look I wanted, if that makes sense. But, you know, I would probably walk away and then just say something, you know, help me with this or that, and then I'd find the right picture or something. So,
good.
I do, yeah. So, and then today I realized that when I was driving to go to a Tai Chi class, I realized that I forget what I was asking for, but I think I just do it automatically and I don't think about it a lot because I just say it and then I let it go. So,
good. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's great. Because, yeah, it's just natural. It isn't like you have to muster up guts to do it. It's just part of your prayers or whatever.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Well, thank you for that. And, you know, this learning how to pray is another thing that I find people are a little nervous about. So, you know, Nanette, have you ever had a time where asking was difficult, or is that just really easy for you, too?
No, no, it was very difficult this week for me. I just kind of felt like I was repeating myself over and over and over this week on things, kind of not having much clarity, because I would wake up and normally when I wake up in early mornings, I have to potty. So, and I'm like, oh, I forgot to pray. So I go back to bed and I'm praying and praying and praying or asking and just, but the one thing that I did find that it was answered and it went smoothly was, of course, my husband transitioned to a new job. He started today.
Oh, boy.
And I asked in my prayer, you know, for that time, his training was yesterday, and I asked ahead of time for all of that to go real smooth, and it did. It went perfect. It was perfect. And but I did find it difficult to ask because I kept thinking in the back of my mind, okay, I don't know what to ask for because I feel like I'm asking too much. I was holding back on asking, period.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know, you know, but back again, you know, that point where I did ask for this transition, because I get very a lot of anxiety when I have change in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And I shut down. I shut down quickly. And I shut down before the change takes place. And so this time it was a little smoother. I wasn't so anxious or the anxiety wasn't there so much. I have been feeling a little, my health, my diabetes has been really out of control this week.
But
I think a little bit of that was, you know, the nervousness, the transition. So it's just skyrocketed for me.
Yeah.
Another thing that I noticed was I was wanting to share about the angels. I had some visitors this weekend.
Oh, you
and
did?
So, yes, my family came to visit me unexpectedly, and I was very excited, and I wanted to share with them about my experience with angels.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at me kind of funny, but I don't know. I kind of felt like a little tickle on my head, kind of like, but I was getting this message from the angels, like, not yet.
Mm, okay.
Not just yet.
Yep.
As far as for me.
Yeah.
But for me, and I was like, my head is itching, or, you know, but I kind of felt like a brush on my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was getting this vibe, like, not yet. Not
yet.
Don't speak just yet.
Okay,
so,
well, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, when that recognizing that they do give us the high sign, as you know, you might want to call it, on certain things. And, yeah, all of a sudden that thing will go, okay, all right, I hear you guys, you know. I will say that sometimes when we really get connected with our angelic team And it's very exciting, and the energy shifts and all. And we just want to tell other people about what we're into or what's going on. But there are a lot of people that don't connect with this thought or pattern or about spiritually opening and working with that team. So what happened was I used to start telling people, oh, I'm doing this and that, and then talking 100 miles an hour. And it was like, good grief, you know, the look on their face at me. And then I realized that this is my process and what I'm doing. And this was back in the early 90s, and I have to tell you, there wasn't a lot of spiritual talk during that time. So if somebody would say to me at a party or something, so Trudy, what are you doing? I would say, I decided to shorten my discussion. So I would say, gosh, it's been kind of an exciting time. I've been on a bit of a spiritual journey. And then I don't say anything else. And some people just keep talking and don't even acknowledge that. Other people say, what do you mean a spiritual journey? And I said, well, I'm looking at my path and my purpose. And that's been very exciting for me. And then I don't say anything more. You see, I let go of a tiny bit of information. And either at that point, after I've said I'm on a spiritual journey, people will do one of two things. They'll either say to me, oh, gosh, look at that. I'm out of a drink. I got to go over here. And they go fill their drink and move on, you know, at the party, let's say. Or people will say, oh, you know what? I am interested in that, or I'm thinking like that, or I read a good book. And then you'll realize that there is a similarity. So I have to tell you, I think you're very wise to just go on, listen to, timing doesn't seem quite right, and get on with your whole, you know, process. When the time is right, it'll happen. You can share with them, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I think that was a bit of, this is Nanette, that was a bit of what you told us last week to get that feeling, that inner knowing.
Yes, yes.
So where that was that moment for me.
Right. Where's your inner knowing, Nanette?
Mine was kind of like right up at my chest.
Okay.
Close to my heart.
Yep. All right.
I kind of got a little, like a real hard, sharp
yep.
pain there.
Okay.
And I kind of have it like right now, you know.
All right. Well, just
there.
Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I find that breathing just kind of opens everything up and all. And I was telling you it's in my gut. And when it feels good and right, I know that I'm on the right track. When it is painful or something's off, I know it's not right. But I have had people in my classes that it was the opposite. When they got like a sharp pain or something, they said they knew that was them for positive. And then as time went on, they would do, they realized that the angels realized that they didn't have to get your attention so hard. It could just be softer. And you could say that to them also. That's great. Because in my chest, it is, for me, it's in my gut, and as time has gone on, it's worked its way up into my chest also, and it just feels beautifully right. Good. So you got a connection.
Yes, I think I did. It was.
You did.
I mean, it was very strong and very strong and clear.
Good. Excellent. And just, you know, you can go back to them and say, angels, thank you for that high sign that it was you and for, you know, the energy around the chest area. Thank you. And, you know, also ask your angels to help you heal from this period of time of not feeling well and everything. This is all part of the asking. Ask for things that maybe you would have never thought to ask for. And also, you know, sometimes we were taught as girls, I know I was, my parents grew up during the Depression or during the rough times in this country, and they would say, I don't want to ask for too much, or what about all those starving children in China and all that kind of thing. You know, it's like that is part of a belief system that isn't present in the angelic realm. They say ask and ask big, because we have the capacity, when all things align, to give you precisely what you want or are asking for. And there's no such thing in the universe as asking for too much. There's enough for everyone. And that really helped me in just knowing that each one of us is given precisely what we need. So, good.
I have a quick question before we continue. This is Nanette.
Okay.
This is Nanette. What is a spiritual awakening? Is it something that we've experienced as a trauma for us, or is it something that we as individuals are aware of something that needs to be changed?
I think it's a little bit of both of that and a lot more, because for everyone, now, most people, when their life is just right on track and they're feeling great and stuff and things are easy, you know, somehow we just kind of float along during those times. But when times are difficult, like we had moved to Florida, my husband had lost the job that he went down there to take, and the kids were in this foreign land of Naples, Florida, from Connecticut, and I was a mess. And it was during that difficult time that I decided that I needed help. And all of a sudden, I felt a presence next to me. And the presence said to me that, you know, come and sit down. We need to talk, is basically what they said to me. And I went in the living room and sat down, and this energy was sitting right next to me on the sofa, and we talked. And he said, or he or she or the angel said to me that everything was going to be fine, that things would work out, but this was a time of shifting my consciousness and understanding that I had a purpose and a mission this lifetime, we all do, and that they would help, the angelic realm would help guide me on the next steps on my path. So for me, it was difficult. And who else on the line during your kind of awakening time?
This is Julie.
Okay, Julie.
So for me, well, I had two different times, but the first time I was with my husband, and we got out of the car in a different city, and a lady came up to me, and at the time, my husband wasn't the type of person to help someone, you know, give them monies or anything. And so when she came up and asked for bus fare, I felt his, like, you know, like he was watching me and he didn't want me to give her anything. And so I didn't. But as soon as I turned around and then turned back around to give it to her, she was gone, and I thought, oh my God, that was an angel testing me. I just knew. And so that was the first time. The second time I was sitting in the living room with my husband and stepson, and I started going through magazines, and I saw these poem things, a poem contest. And so I started pulling out poems I used to write, and actually I started writing some poems about angels and stuff, and so that started making me more aware that I needed to start looking at my life and becoming more a loving, kind person. So,
Wow. How exciting. Yeah, it's kind of like you know what you know, but you don't know how you know it exactly. But things do open. You do get these new thoughts. There's a sense of rightness and everything. So I think it's a little, to answer your question, I think, Nanette, it's kind of specific to each person, but yet there's a spiritual thread that goes through this whole awakening thing.
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, good. Because I feel you wouldn't be in this class if you hadn't, if you weren't awakened. And the best part of it is, whenever we just kind of let that begin to flow to us, it's it just gets more and more sure within you. So you're being guided and led, no question. And you're listening because you're here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Dee, let me ask you, how your prayers and stuff have gone this week in your life?
Well, I didn't do very good at my prayers. I didn't do them all the time. But I do feel like things have been changing, and I feel like I'm feeling the angels more, or maybe starting to hear them, maybe.
Yep. You bet. Yep. And listen, don't be hard on yourself about, you know, not doing it as often as you maybe could have. I do know that this is like anything else. You know, practice, practice, practice. And I don't always, sometimes I'll fall into bed and just crash and no prayers of thanks or whatever or asking were even happening because I was sound asleep. It's okay. We're just humans, and sometimes you remember more than others. And but, you know, I really feel that I feel a lot of light around you. Like, you know, the light bulbs got turned on somehow. And you're at the right place at the right time. Each one of us is. And sometimes you think we can be hard on ourselves. Oh, I made a mistake. I goofed. I should have done this or I should have said that. You know, just this is learning to love ourselves. The angels say. They say that is the greatest life lesson that we're here to learn is self-love. So we got to make sure we do that.
Right.
Oh, good. All right. Anything else you wanted to share, Dee?
No. Not right here.
All righty. And Rahel, let's see, did everybody have a chance to talk?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Now, anybody have questions at this point? Okay. All right. Now, you know, tonight I wanted to speak with about how these four fundamentals, it's chapter 2 of Angels Speak, on page 33, and I think last week I even said this prayer, ask for something for yourself every day. We long to give you gifts from the universe. And I realized that's exactly what we've been talking about, you know, how they're always there. They'll support us. And so asking, you know, how to begin, you know, with the four fundamentals, when they were given to us by the angels, it was such a surprise because the it's like I'm learning all sorts of things. And one of the things that I realized was that there are a lot of things in life that have what I call a formula or a way of unfolding properly. And so when the angels gave us the four fundamentals, it really, we said, how are we going to work with you, Barbara and I? How are we going to do some of the things that you're asking us to do? They were asking us to, for example, teach classes and workshops and everything. And honestly, we just didn't feel that we knew enough to do that. And the angels wrote to us, and they said, there is a fundamental formula for attracting the things you want and desire into your life. This simple formula is a means of approaching life each day in order to allow the right people, places, or things to come into your life. When your life is, when your life is working well and the right things are coming to you, it is more than happiness. It is a state of being, a state of success. And so this whole process of to learn to trust the angels, whether you want a parking place or a BMW to put in that parking space, an A in algebra or a peace of mind, we can help with the simple with this simple method of literally enhancing any facet of your life. The way to success is to ask for what you want, believe it will be given, let go and process and let the process work, and then say thank you. So that's really what the four fundamentals are all about. And do you have a sheet of paper there, everyone?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
A clean sheet of paper, I would like you to draw a line at the from the top of the page, from the center of the page at the top. I'd like you to draw a straight line down. It's like drawing a line from north to south, okay? And then halfway up this line, I want you to go to the left side of the piece of paper, and I want you to draw a line left to right. And so there are four boxes here that I would, and in the first box, in the upper left corner, I want you to write ask, top left box, okay? That's, so the angels say ask and be specific, and clarity is the key to formulating what you would like to have. It is a decision to receive. Asking connects you with God and helps you see that all which is right for you comes from Him, and that He is truly the one to whom you you direct your request. I always pray to God. You know, I don't idolize angels, and I think that's very important for people to understand. Our angelic teams work for God, and they come and give us the information, help us through different things in our life, and are there for us. But I always say, dearest God and angelic team or angels. So they're saying that babies ask clearly, persistently, and loudly when they need something. Well, you do the same. Ask big. Be positive. Do not ask for a tent if you want a house. Don't ask for a C if you want an A. And above all, don't ask for half a gift. Be specific, and then more specific. Angels are empowered to bring you help in every area of your life, even the material level. Okay. So think of something you want. Like, if you want a car, for example, you know, if you just say, I want a car, I want a car, I want a car, to your angels, that's frankly not enough. Because when it comes to asking, you have to say precisely what you'd like to have. So Barbara was saying she wanted her favorite car. Just a minute, what was the name of that car? Oh, Jaguar. You know? And so Barbara decided to ask big, and so she said she'd like a Jaguar, and that she wants to have the car a certain color. She wanted a dark green color, and she wanted leather seats, and she wanted it to be, I don't know, like no more than 5 years old, you know, or better. Because when you ask, always be sure. So under the word ask that I asked you to put in that box, I want you to do be specific. Write that, please. And then under the specific, put, let's see, ask big. Because the angels don't care what we would like to have, and if that's what you'd like and all, the angels won't intrude in our life, and God is given humankind the gift of free will, and this is how to use it to have the angels help you. Now, here's what happened to Barbara's Jaguar. Once, she asked and asked, and nothing came to her. And so the angels were saying, well, believe. So in the box to the right of ask, write believe. That once you've asked specifically for what you'd like to have, you need to trust that if it's the right thing for you, it is part of your plan for being here, then it will happen. And it's interesting because God and you together have a plan in mind. Allow the angels to work for your greater good and believe they will bring it to you. Some things you ask for do not affect your life work, such as asking for a parking place or the ease of finding items when you're shopping. So angels give us help freely and are genuinely pleased to help make your life easier. So ask for that scholarship. Ask for your perfect mate to appear. Ask for parking places and pickup trucks and 18-speed mountain bikes. Ask for your lost ring to be found. Ask for a free vacation in the mountains. And ask for what you have decided to have, and then expect and believe it shall be given if it is for your highest and greatest good. The angels do not try to hold anything from you. All right? What do you think of that, you guys? Has anyone had an experience where something came to them that they were just amazed about? You couldn't believe it?
No, not yet.
Not
but
yet.
I can't think of them right now.
Okay, not yet. Okay. Well, this is a new way of thinking. Yeah, who's this? Nanette?
This is Rahel. No, this
oh, Rahel.
Is Rahel.
Yes.
About a month ago, as I said, I have a lot of angels, and I was asking because I want to do the healing work, and I just have not attracted to be the client, and or have not been able to market myself.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a while. I have the room set up and everything, but anyway, I sat down and I asked for the 100th time, but this time I did ask and release it. So a few days later, a friend calls and she tells me, I'm a speech pathologist, so she calls me and she tells me, you know, I need you to help me. My mom just had a stroke and she's in ICU and I need you to travel with me. So with that asking, I also was saying, oh, I could use a nice vacation. I could get away. So she offered to buy me a plane ticket and put me up in a hotel that, I didn't have the finances to do that at the time.
Uh-huh.
But it turned out, after we did that and I went there, I was like, what am I going to do in 5 days, you know, with a woman who's in ICU? So things turned around, and luckily for me, or it was just the right timing with the right people, when I got there 3 days into it, the lady started, you know, the slurring, the speech came back, the sensations came back, and before I left, you know, she was as good as new. She was like, about 85% recovered.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, I was exhausted because I had this feeling like, oh my goodness, all this has been paid for me and I have to deliver. Also knowing that healing does not belong to me, it belongs to God. But in retrospect, everything happened. The healing work happened for me to feel confident that that's really the path I'm on. And I've done a lot of studies in that area. And then the second one was I got the vacation. I was able to step away from just my environment and really reauthor myself. So it all happened because I did ask and I released it. The persistence kind of makes it not happen, or it delays it. But most of the things that have come to me have come because I've asked and I've forgotten that I've asked. And the belief has happened in the silence of it all.
Sure.
And things have come. Yeah.
Ah.
Like when I ask for a parking space, sometimes I just block myself and then it doesn't happen. But other times it does. But other times it does happen because, you know, it was not insisted upon.
Right.
So,
well, you know, yeah, and that's what this letting it happen, allowing it. It's like if I were going to, for example, mail a letter to someone, you know, I would write to them. And then I would put it in the mailbox, and then I'd just let go of that letter, and I would believe that the letter would get from the mailbox to the individual, and that, you know, there was a process with the postal service that I knew it would end up in the right hands. And when we ask, and the letting go, letting go can be a huge challenge for a lot of us because, really, when we were kids, I think we were taught make it happen or go after it, you know, really get it going. And now in our spiritual life, we're being asked to, you know, turn it over to God and let go. and believe and trust that it'll get to happen in the right time and in the right way. So that's a great spiritual lesson just in itself. And so, yeah, we're so well cared for. Sometimes we're even shocked, you know, really shocked at all the goodness that shows up. But that's great. You know, that ended up so well for you. Isn't that fabulous?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So letting it happen is really important. And they're saying there is a temptation to meddle. Letting it happen is the hardest part. Letting go is allowing the angels to work. It is also proof that you believe. You do not need to repeat, worry, overthink, or beg. It is like letting bread rise. The more you disturb it, the bread, the less it will happen. Let it be. Just expect positive results with the angels. So believe in letting go. Does anybody else have trouble with letting go?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes, all the time. I'm the world's worst, I think. This is Jeanette.
Yep.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to let go. It's hard to change.
Yes. You know, and sometimes I just think of it as, what better hands could our requests be in than God and his team of angels? So finally one day I just burst into laughter. I thought, Trudy, do you really think you can do this better than your angelic team can do it? And I just realized how ridiculous that was. Once we've done everything we can, that's the time to let it go. And if it rises up, I just say, oh, nope, you guys have it. Go for it. So it'll take some time, I think. All right, and finally, so ask, believe, let go is the bottom left under the word under ask. And then finally, giving thanks. And thank you. Once you've asked for something, believed and trusted, you will receive it for your greater good. And then let go of the process and outcome. It is time to give thanks to God for his will being done. Giving thanks closes the loop on your request and reinforces the third step, letting it happen. It frees you to move on with what is important and keeps you active in your path rather than passive while you await a specific event. And I think that that's really true. When you get freed up, knowing that this is one of the formulas for opening your life to the next level, it's easier to let go. Well, this method is a means of empowering yourself. Materialism is different and comes from negative attitudes. These four positive fundamental steps for spiritual living teach you it's okay to ask, it's okay to believe, it's okay to have. The higher your self-worth and self-esteem, the easier you will find this to be true. If you cannot ask the angels what you need and desire, then how can you ask your boss for a raise? You are worthy of all that is. You know, the angels dictated this, all of this to us, and I, to this day, and that was many years ago, I still am so in awe of their perspective and the way they help we humans in continually moving forward. So last but not least, when you begin to use these fundamental rules, you will notice immediate changes in your life. Not just having more material abundance either. we will seem more companionable, active, and real. Our energy will feel good to you. Fear and loneliness will disappear. You will begin to talk to your angels out loud, and you will become trusted friends. People will begin to see your changes in beauty, happiness, and peace. Life will work better, and peace will shine from your face. Joy and success will be yours. Now, any questions about any of this? Okay. All right. Well, one last thing. Speaking with your angels is easier than you can believe if you use the principles in this success formula. So, you know, the ask, believe, let go, and say thank you is we can use it in all aspects of our lives, even in our writing with the angels. Is anybody on page 39 and they could read ask for me?
Hi, Janet. This is Julie.
Oh, Julie. Well, okay, yeah. Would you read the first piece of this formula?
So, do you want me to start where it says ask of tea?
Yes.
With you?
Okay. Please.
All right. So, ask of tea with you. Believe that we are with you and that you will receive a message. Let it happen and begin writing what you know to write. After your message is received, acknowledge it with a thank you.
Perfect. That's, you know, I'm just reading that again and I'm thinking, gosh, that seems simple. And they said yes, because it is. Next week we are going to be speaking about, we're going to be getting a written message from our angels. And so the seven steps to talking with your angels. And that's why we put this chapter about the four fundamentals up front, because that's really the process. So, good. Now, because you have learned to read, you can now read all the books. This is on page 40. Because you learned to hear us, you can now hear all the angels. Now, I have a question. I think I told you last week I've never heard the angels. Did I tell you that?
Yes, I think he did, yes.
Okay. Well, I haven't. That isn't my gift. And has anybody ever heard your angel call out to you?
Yes.
Or good. Who's this?
Yes, this is Nanette.
Oh, good. Okay, Nanette. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, I think you also asked this last week, or somebody asked last week to ask your guardian angel her name.
Oh, yes.
Or their
yes.
name, or their name.
Yep.
Yes, and I did that this week, and I got Abigail.
Oh, how great. Perfect.
Yeah, but of course, I heard it in Spanish. Abigail, I can't say it. Abigail. Abigail. It's Abigail.
Excellent. Oh, perfect. That's right. Oh, I'm so happy that she came to you. And, you know, if you write in English, you can say Abigail. In other words, if you write in Spanish, you can call upon her in that name. That is just great. Anybody else ask in your writing or in your prayers or anything for a name or something you could share?
I have a question. This
okay,
is
who's this? Okay.
This is Rahel. So
uh-huh.
The asking has to be done in writing, or is it in the mind?
Both. All right. Now, if you're going, because the angels are such fabulous teachers, if I have a question that I would like an answer to, I write out, "Dearest angels, please teach me about," or, you know, help me with such and such. and then I write it down, what they say. But if it's something really simple, like angels, you know, please help the green light say green, stay green, so I can get through this stoplight, you know, or help me find a parking spot, then I don't bother writing that down. I just ask them for help, and they sure bring it at the right time.
So for asking what the name of the guardian angel is, it would be, dearest angel.
Yeah.
Let me know what your name is. Or?
Yes, dearest guardian angel, please let me know what your name is. And then you take a deep breath, and whatever name pops into your knowing. Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what happened to me when I asked. This is Nanette.
Uh-huh.
My angel, and then I don't know what came over me, and I looked up the name Abigail, and it's in the Old Testament.
Yes.
She was King David's third wife, and she is described as good in discretion and beautiful in form.
Oh, gosh, is that great. Wow. You know, that is so cool, because a lot of times, the angels, well, like I was telling you, John was a healer and Paul was a teacher, I think it was, or
yes.
The point is that that's what I do, and that's my team of angels that are specific to what I do. And, you know, when you think about it, you're certainly, you ladies, you know, full of discretion and leadership roles, too. Because there are many times that we share information with other individuals, anything from a recipe up to, you know, maybe a personal experience that touch people's lives. Healing gifts that you share come in many different formulas, many different ways. So that's very exciting. Who else found out their angel's name?
You know, this is Julie. I haven't yet, but I did have a reading once, and I'd have to find it. And the lady gave me a name of a male angel at that time. But I don't remember his name. So.
Well, you know, that's okay, because over time, you know, I think that you need to ask for you to know that it was given to you from your angel, too.
Okay.
Yeah. There's something very special about that. Good. Okay. All right. So, and, you know, any name that pops into your thinking, that's perfect. Okay. Now, the inner knowing, let's see. We heard from, I've got my piece of paper, there it is. Let's see, was that you, Nanette, that found your inner knowing?
Yes, I've mentioned that. My inner knowing. When I was talking to my cousins about, I wanted to share with them about the angels.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got a little pain in my chest, but I also had like a fluttering in my hair, like a tickle.
Yes. And you know what that is? That's when your crown chakra is opening. And that's when they send down that gorgeous white light and healing goodness. And, so you were given support by your angel through that. So that's wonderful. Okay, good. Dee, have you found where you get that knowing in your body?
I just feel like it's my gut and my heart, both.
Good. Okay. You bet. And then sometimes, you know, and I know Nanette felt her heart also, so do I. The neat thing is, as time goes on and you get more open to that high sign that they give you in your body, that that'll grow, and even more areas will let you know. I was, just to show you, I was watching last night. Did anybody watch, wait a minute, what was the name of it? America's Got Talent.
No.
Well, there were a group of people on. Did someone say yes?
Yes, I mean, I don't often watch it, but sometimes I do, and they have some brilliant singers there.
Yes, and, you know, I'm with you. I was flipping through the channel, and this one guy in particular who had really long reddish hair and a really long beard, and, you know, you just kind of didn't know. He was youngish, but you didn't really know what to expect. Well, he started to sing, and I started feeling goosebumps all the way down from the back of my neck, down my arms, and into my legs, and it was really that healing, tingling feeling. And I'm sitting there thinking, the angels are showing me this man's healing gifts, because very often when you get a tingling or your heart fills up or the top of your head or whatever, it's the angels saying, yes, this is good, this is supportive of you or whatever. And I couldn't believe that it came through the television set. So we're given those high signs many ways. So I loved that. Okay. Rahel, where did...
Another in knowing would be crying.
Oh, that's... Yes. Tears, you bet. You bet. Uh-huh. Who was this, Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dee.
Dee. Oh, yes. You're 100% right. Tears or sometimes I get goosebumps down my legs and or a tingling in different extremities. So that's them,
yes,
by all means. Okay. Julie, where on your body did you say you got that info?
I get it in my gut like you do, and it's kind of like a sick feeling in my stomach if it's not right.
Okay, got it.
If it's right, it's sometimes like not clear enough because it could go either way, if that makes sense.
Yes, I hear you.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just say out loud, if I'm by myself, I'll just say, could you just tell me already? You know, because I'm not getting the clear picture. So.
Uh-huh, yes. Or maybe that's they didn't intend to give you the clear picture, and
I
you
know.
Can just say, thank you for that high sign.
Okay.
Yeah. Or thank you for that healing energy. Or thank you for that love. Sometimes my heart does puff up like love feeling too.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rahel, where did you say you get it?
It's in two places. One is my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is the negative one, more in the gut.
Okay.
But when it is like a message, it's in the eyes. My eyes, like, what do you call it? Flutter? Like, really,
oh, okay.
With high speed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of feels like a download or something. But I get it that way. It's my, like, that's my real accurate, yes.
Okay. Good. Terrific. And, Nanette, tell me again where you got yours.
Yes, ma'am. Right about my heart area, like, I don't know, it's a like a warm sensation, a burning sensation. When it's real hard, it's like painful.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
I guess in my gut, it's right at the very top. I think when I have a real bad feeling, it's in my gut. I get, like, I feel sick.
Okay. Good. All righty. Well, that's dynamite. And, you know, as time goes on, as we pick up our different healing modalities or what we do to carry forward on our life lessons and things, it's very exciting to know that they're giving us more and more as we progress. Okay. Any other questions?
No, but I just wanted to add something. This is Julie.
Yes.
So I guess when I just came to me that when it's not the right thing to do, I feel it in my gut. But when it's a knowing, I think it's in my head, because when we came into the place, we were looking for a new place, and I kept telling the realtor, when I walk into the place, I will know that that's the place. And I walk into the place that we're in right now, and I just do. So, and I think the only place I can say that's new is in my head. So.
Okay. All righty. Someone has a group of children that are in the background.
Sorry, that was me. I didn't mute it. That's Nanette. Sorry, I'll mute it.
That's okay. Because, you know, Oops, are you there, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here.
Because most of our phones do have a mute button when, like, my dog went racing through the house here barking a minute ago. So we can always press a mute button. Well, I just have to tell you, this is very exciting, which leads us to next week, we are going to be getting our first writing from the angels. Now, I know you ladies some of you have been writing with them for an extended period of time. And it's okay somehow when we write in groups, there's so much energy that flows to everyone in the group. And I was telling you recently that angels don't know time nor distance. So your angels will come to you and help you with your writing, and then we'll share the writing that each one of us got. And it's very... very profound, and so we'll take it one step at a time. And lots of questions. Listen, you guys, I'm here to just bombard with questions. So if you get, if you make a notes during the week, something that maybe pops into your head, please write it down and ask when we're in a group together. Really great. Okay. All right. So, you guys are amazing. Did you know that? Seriously, you guys are doing a great job. And when you thought about coming to this class, you know, I want you to think about what drew you to it and what would you like to talk about or get more clarity on. Or I know that's another way of saying ask your questions, but the more questions you ask, the better off we will all be. Okay, good. All righty, well, we're a little bit early tonight, but, you know, what a good program, and thank you guys for just so openly sharing. It's we all learn so much from each other.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
God bless you, everyone. And
you
are so welcome. And we'll all see each other next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. my time. Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. God bless each one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Have a blessed night.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.